Subversion. On Brack's recommendation, the reconnaissance rebels led by Lizzie Pree make their way to Blythe's tea shop for a quick sip and some forged credentials. But will entering Templar territory create unforeseen complications?
As you reach for the door, a woman bumps into you with dark brown hair and shaved sides of her head.
Is it my friend?
It's not your friend.
Oh.
She's storming out of the tea shop, and she's just...
Out of my way!
And hurries off down the alley.
Somebody doesn't like tea, I guess.
Lizzie takes note of her.
All right, would you like to make an average perception check this woman?
Heck yeah.
Is that for anybody to do? Because I was about to say Zach kind of turns around and follows where she's walking.
Okay.
With his eyes. Not follow, sorry, with his eyes. Like, he watches her leave.
Let's do the perception check first.
Okay, so what's that difficulty? Tell me how many dice that is.
Two purple.
All right.
Your perception, and you would have a boost dice on this
check. I would? Awesome. Mm-hmm. Good.
Just Lizzie?
Yes, only Lizzie had a boost dice. But anyone can make the check, but...
Only Lizzie lives here. So Lizzie got 4 successes and 1 advantage. She crushed that check.
I have 1 success and 4 advantage.
So you both get a pretty good look at the woman as she comes through. She's wearing kind of the brown robes with a hood. Her brown hair is dark and multi-knotted, again, shaved on the sides. She's got bandages around her neck and arms beneath the robe that are just kind of wrapped around. And she looks remarkably similarly dressed to other avenues. And you can make a hard knowledge underworld check.
Can I make a streetwise check?
No, not knowledge underworld.
Knowledge underworld.
Mm-hmm. Again, anyone can, not just Lizzie. Lizzie has the boost dice for living here.
Is that just an intelligence check if I don't have it? Or can I not make it?
No, you can make it.
Okay.
The 3 purple.
3 purple. All right, thank you.
Oh, I got 3 successes and 3 threat.
Okay.
I get 2 successes, but also 2 threat.
Okay.
So I got 4 successes on the other girl. Do I... Mm-hmm. Are we revisiting that or no?
I'm kind of combining it, but the... Okay. Perception-wise, you get that description of what she fully looks like. Your role for underworld knowledge gives you some information of what that look could mean. So you both got 3 successes, is that right?
I got 2 successes and 2 threat.
Okay.
I had 3 threat. 3 success, 2 threat.
So what Zach realizes is these robes, this manner of walking is very similar to, or is a good impersonation of Jedi robes. It's got this kind of Jedi feel and air about this person. Lizzie, with your successes and your knowledge of the area, you know that this is the garb that the Templars wear. They're a swoop gang of Central Isthmus and the western side of the continent.
Okay.
And so, but for your combined threats, you know, as you turn to get a better look at her or what's going on, she's completely gone.
Cool.
Into the crowd of people.
All right. Well, moving on. See, Templar territory, Lizzie says, and then she walks into the tea shop.
I follow her in.
I will follow as well.
As you guys enter the tea shop, there's no one there now. It's kind of late in the evening. Shop's still open, but nobody's inside except for a Treadwell droid unit that identifies itself as Chix. It's got binocular eyes that swivel around and looks at you and says,
"Welcome to Lai's Tea Shop. How may I be of assistance?"
"Hey, Chix. Brack sent me over to talk to Wayline."
"For tea? You should try our Barmouth Black. It'll perk you right up. It's only a credited glass."
"We'll take 3, and I'd like to talk to Blythe."
All right. It's now time for a streetwise check.
Yep. Yay, streetwise check. All right.
So the droid kind of turns and begins preparing your teas.
Like an average or?
Yeah, so you get an average streetwise with a boost die.
3 success and 2 advantage.
Okay. So as the droid turns and begins making the tea, there's a distinct kind of whistle call from the droid, and a door from the back kind of opens up, and out steps Blythe, a middle-aged man, bald, soft, gentle air about him. And he says,
"Good evening, all. What can I do for you?"
"Wayline, I've heard so much about you."
"Yes, and you are?"
"Lizzie Pree."
"Oh, Miss Pree, it's nice to meet you. Who's your friend?"
"This is Zach and Ace. And I think we may have a little bit of extra business for you."
"Oh, excellent, excellent. It's nice to meet you, Mr. Ace.
And how are you?
Mr. Zach. It's a nice, pleasant evening all around. Why don't you, chicks, bring the tea in the back. Come, let's talk business in the back. He leads you into the back room.
Much obliged, Wayleen.
I mumble underneath my breath, finally a back room.
The space in the back room is cramped as you'd expect it to be from the narrow exterior out there. There's a workbench off to the side and a series of data pads. The thing to note about the back room is that it's very fastidiously cleaned. There's a little bit of tea. There's a tea set kind of at this table and some chairs around there. And Blythe motions. Please have a seat.
All right.
Lizzie waits for men to sit first and then sits.
So, Miss Pree, how is Breck?
He is fabulous as always. You know how things go.
Yes, everyone here is friends with Breck.
It's hard not to be friends with Breck. He's a friendly guy. You know, I'm sorry, Wayleen, that I have not. Do you prefer Wayleen or Blythe?
Mr. Blythe, please.
Mr. Blythe. Sorry, I'm a bit impersonal.
The tea's brewed. Would you... Anyone care for milk?
I'll have it the way you would have it, Mr. Blythe.
So what brings you here?
Tea, naturally.
And your friends, too?
Brack told us that you might have some special skills in terms of documents.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Where is it you need to go?
Well, the thing is, you know, nothing big, just, you know, SGI, Area 9... That kind of thing.
Oh, SGI. Interesting.
He begins to pass out teacups on saucers to you all and cleans up the table.
That shouldn't be a problem.
How are you guys settling in with Blythe here?
Lizzie mirrors Blythe. Like, his mannerisms and actions, his posture. She kind of shakes off some of her rough and tumble-ness about her right now and taps into her old PI skills and starts to really... kind of do the things that she knows will make him feel more at ease, because she knows he's a good guy and she's trying to get something out of him. So she's doing that in subtle ways.
Ace is doing a lot of head and eye rubbing with impatience, but controlling his impatience and just playing the game. I am looking around constantly, holding the tea up in a way that it's visible that I have it, but I never... take a sip, and I'm just...
There's plenty more. I could have chicks if you prefer a different flavor.
Oh, this is perfect, thank you.
Okay, very well. So you need into SGI. As it would happen, I actually have SGI credentials prepared. A group of building inspectors is no longer able to retrieve their credentials, and I'd be happy to pass on this benefit to you for the right price. Let's say 3,000 credits?
3,000.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, they're very high quality. You know, as the saying goes, cut price, cut rate. I have the best credentials on the planet.
Zach and I, like, turn to each other and have, like, a whispering aside how much money we have with us. You know they don't trust me with money after last time. They probably gave it all to you. They didn't give me any.
That's not good. I gotta take a quick...
Perception check. How much money do I have?
It's an impossible. I don't think you have it. I don't think you have it.
I don't have any money.
See, you probably have a couple hundred credits. Yeah, I don't know that they prepped you with 3,000 credits to buy them outright.
Okay, so Ace looks in this like side bag and then turns back to Zach and says, "Yeah, they didn't give me the money either."
Well, so as you guys are having this discussion and Blythe is sipping his tea, I would like a perception check from you guys. Average with a setback.
Zach, I got 2 successes and 1 threat.
I got 1 success. That's it.
1 success, 1 threat. One of my threats was the setback.
Okay. So there's a low rumbling sound from outside the tea shop. It's a little hard for... Zach and Ace to fully make it out, that there's this swoops, you know, or pulling up outside or passing by.
So Lizzie wants to say, "Hey, Mr. Blythe, I noticed that there was a very angry Templar that left your shop just right before we came in, and perhaps we could work out a deal."
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What do you have in mind?
Well, I'm not sure my friends have 3,000 credits for your services, but I'm sure they'd like to use them. Perhaps we could solve your little Templar problem, and then you could solve our little identity papers problem.
Mm. Yeah, as the saying goes, the hand works for the stomach, and the stomach works for the hand. Yes, I think, I don't know if you've heard that, but I might be in the need of some protection now. In exchange for the credentials seems fair to me. There's a series of loud bangs that are the back door. Someone's banging on the back door, and you hear a woman's voice saying,
Blythe, open up.
So Lizzie turns to Blythe. Is there another way out of here?
Perhaps through the room Blythe, upstairs.
Open up now, or we'll turn your shop to barbecue.
The door gets kicked open, and a woman, not the one you saw before, enters the room with a few hooded figures flanking her.
Excuse me, we're kind of having a meeting here.
You are all excused. We're here for Blythe. You may burn thrusters.
Oh, no, we're here for Blythe, and you can burn thrusters.
And who might you be?
I'm sorry, who are you? Templar trash?
Templar trash? Oh my. No. I'm Irma Hertzlock, and I am the Templars. And I strongly suggest you not interfere with our business if you know what's best.
Bly's our way out of here. Nobody's touching him. Ace takes his gun out.
Oh, we're not leaving. We're here for what we're owed.
I already told your lackey. Discounts offer suckers.
Blythe, happy customers make loyal customers.
Get your unincorporated temple working derriere out of my shop.
Your shop?
I think, Zach and Ace have another, like Ace says, this is none of our business, right? What are we gonna do?
I think we're stuck. He's the only way we can get in. I don't really trust the Swoop Gang, and the longer I'm here, the longer I long to be back in my little 4x4 little room back on the Fluke, which is saying something.
Blythe, Arma, Miss Hulsluck, I am sure that you guys can come to a profitable solution for both of you. The hand feeds the stomach and the stomach feeds the hand, right?
We just want what we're owed.
I do not work for free.
Okay, that's fair. Arma, come on. Nobody works for free. This is Central Isthmus.
The whole area is zoned Templar. It is ours, as is everything in it. Blythe, you seem to have forgotten that, and now I'm afraid we'll have to renegotiate the terms.
I just want to, just even for Ace's narrative sake, how many people are in this room? How many potential enemies are around me?
As you're eyeing this group and looking at it kind of tactically, there's Arma is at the front, obviously the negotiator. She has a big staff that she's been tapping on the ground. And then she's flanked by three kind of hooded ruffians. So there's, in this small room, there's eight people.
So Ace says, I'm willing to listen. You've got things to say. I mean, you did just kick a door down. I mean, I may be a tourist, but I've always been a tourist. And I've seen a lot of places. And I know what it means when you kick a door down. But if you want to take a seat, I'm happy to do it with you. And he puts his gun, away behind his cloak.
Have a seat, everyone. Now, what you seem to have failed to grasp is that this area is zoned Templars. Meaning, that is mine. The property is mine. The people in it are mine. So the only thing we truly need to discuss is the nature of work you will be doing for me from now on.
Who did she say that to?
She's saying that to everybody in the room. She eyes each one of you.
Like, Lizzie knows about the Templars, but, she doesn't live in the Templar zone. Like, how true is that? She knows they're the dominant Swoop Gang in this area, but they're not, gods, right? Is that a check, or... Lizzie wants to call her bluff. Is there...
It's true. She 100% believes everything that she's saying right now.
Oh, she believes it, but Lizzie doesn't.
Sure. I'm not sure that Lizzie wants to become the slave to Arma, but that is certainly how she conducts business.
That's how she, and Lizzie knows that about her.
Yes. This is not uncommon for Swoop Gangs and their territories in Central Isthmus. This is the regular run-of-the-mill extortion.
Okay. Lizzie's like, look, we came to Blythe for service, just as you are coming to Blythe for service. Now, the Drekkenwellian way is to pay a man for his services. And you and I both know that. You conduct your business how you like. But I can't have you kidnapping this man because I need his services too. Come on, be a little community-minded.
Community-minded? I'm welcoming you to the community. And Blythe, you owe us for the privilege to operate here in my shop.
Lizzie looks at him. Blythe, really? Come on, pay your taxes.
Miss Pree, I believe we had a different arrangement. We had a discussion and protection was offered. The eyes, Zach and Ace and Lizzie, with an expectation of you fulfilling the bargain.
Let's begin with the redecoration of my shop, shall we?
Some of the thugs spread out now and start taking the possessions and shoving them into a mess and throwing things. And cups are breaking around. Blythe is uncomfortable in the extreme to his seat. Each crash of the cup is a cry for help.
Can I do a leadership check? And can I give myself a boost because I'm going to tell you what I'm going to say?
Yeah. So say it and then boost and roll.
All right, guys. All of you. Blythe, Arma, thugs, whoever you are. We're just sitting around here wasting time, breaking each other's property. The conversation's money, right? You want money, you need money, we don't have any. We're here to solve a problem, and if need be, we'll solve your problems, Irma, or get the money, and then give that money to Blythe for our situation. Anyway, this isn't going in a forward direction. What do y'all say? Let's keep us moving in the right direction.
I'm also going to add a setback, Doug.
Yeah.
Because as you're doing that, Blythe breaks a little. He's breaking down as his fastidiously cleaned apartment is being trashed. And he just gives a...
You promised protection. You promised to help, Miss Pree.
And now you can roll.
Okay. I got 2 success with 2 threat. So I led some people, but...
But they didn't like how much you changed their mind.
Okay.
Okay. So there's, as you're bringing kind of a piece to the disorganization that's happening, one of the thugs, you know, has turned over a cabinet and has begun to pick up some of the data pads that spilled out.
Irma, I think we got what we wanted.
And he shows her a stack of data pads, and she nods.
Blythe, I would suggest you reconsider your choices in trusting these overnight tourists. I think you understand now exactly how things work around here. We'll be in touch.
And she begins to head out with the group, with the data pads.
Way to go, Ace.
Well, what the heck was all this about?
Those were the data pads we needed, weren't
they?
Yes.
They took my stuff. They broke everything. You said you were going to protect me.
Are you a forger or not?
Not for you anymore.
Look, why are you setting up shop in Templar territory? You could move over to the Dicey and have the protection
Lizzie,
of...
You were supposed to be my protection.
And Blythe stands up and heads up into the upper room. There's an eerie quiet as you three stand in the disheveled apartment.
Thanks for joining us in the Dicey Cantina. Enjoying the show? Consider giving us a 5-star review on iTunes and join us on Twitter at Dicey Cantina. Shoot an email to diceycantina@gmail.com or drop us a line over at anchor.fm. We'd love to hear from you, and your support truly helps the show grow. We want to say thank you to Doug for joining us in this series. You can find Doug's art at voidboy.art. And don't forget about Donate for Destiny. Muck about with our Destiny Pool and help children in difficult situations through Child's Play Charity. We can't reach our $500 goal without your help. So please give if you can. Click through to help via the links in our show notes. That's all for now. So pull up a stool and we'll see you here next week in the Dicey Cantina.
My name is Castian Saya, taken as a child, trained as a youngling, sold as a slave and saved by the Empire. I am tired of others defining my life for me, so I shall take my destiny into my own hands.
The Fandible Solo Shot is a two-person actual play audio drama using Fantasy Flight Games' Star Wars Force and Destiny system. Set in the waning years of the Empire's stranglehold on the galaxy, follow Imperial Inquisitor Castian Saya as he seeks a greater understanding of the Force. The saga continues. New episodes every other Thursday. Search for Fandible Solo Shot on your favorite podcast platform or learn more at Fandible.com.
And may the Force be with you.